Fic Lit for Toko, written by Bookshop. When Toya doesn't show up for his OZA qualifying match on Thursday, Hikaru is so surprised he almost loses his own. He texts Toya a series of chiding messages before the match, at first jeering, "You're not early as usual. I think that pig I saw just had wings." And, "If you're late, you totally have to come with me to the place with the pizza-flavored ramen." And then frantic. The moment time is called for lunch, his speed dial is flashing, and Toya's phone is ringing, but Toya isn't on the other end. Hikaru barely manages to win against Ochi, who looks frankly furious that even completely distracted, Hikaru still manages to scrape ahead by a moku and a half. "Obsessed?" he mutters, glaring, and Hikaru makes his thanks for the game as dry as possible before he tears out headed for Toya's place. He pulls the spare key out of the ridiculously zen flower pot on Toya's doorstep and enters without knocking. "Toya?" No answer. Nothing looks out of place, but he's still worried as he makes his way through the foyer and into the, also ridiculously zen, living room. He hesitates before going to the bedroom, lingering and straightening the magazines on Toya's coffee table, even though they're mostly straight anyway, except for the one issue of Shonen Jump he'd left lying on top of the pile the last time he was over. It sort of pleases him that Toya left it where it was, asymmetry notwithstanding. After a few more minutes and another faint, "Toya!" he quits stalling and cracks open Toya's bedroom door. Toya is deeply asleep, breathing heavily, covers bunched up nearly around his head. The bedside table is covered with tissues, flu therapy, and some horrifying lemon tea concoction Toya probably tried to whip up himself, and enough cough syrup to sedate half of Tokyo. Hikaru says, "Oh," softly, and goes and sits gently on the edge of the bed. Toya doesn't stir till Hikaru pushes his covers back, at which point he shivers and bundles them around him even more tightly. Hikaru feels his forehead, and Toya's eyes finally flutter open at the touch. He mumbles Hikaru's name groggily, and Hikaru, thrown by how intimate his first name manages to sound in that low, muffled voice, lets his hand linger longer against Toya's flushed skin than he really needs to be able to declare gently, "You're burning up." Toya's eyes open, and he takes in Hikaru's dress shirt. "What time is..." He finds the clock, and it's a testament to how bad he must feel that instead of immediately leaping out of bed and having a spaz fest, he sort of groans and sinks further into bed. Hikaru leans over him, letting the hand on his forehead trail over his hair. It's damp from sweat. Toya is definitely suffering fever chills, but it's still so feathery and soft. Toya arches slightly into the touch. "I need to call the Institute," Toya mumbles into the pillow. "Shh," Hikaru says. "You stay where you are. I'll call them. Go back to sleep." "Oh, hey, but you should probably take some medicine first." He cleans off the bedside table and measures some cough syrup. Toya lets out a long, suffering sigh, and regards him with what could be amusement if it weren't masked by watery, puffy eyes, and a flushed face before accepting the medicine. Shindo brings him some water for the flu stuff before realizing it has to be heated up. "You didn't drink this stuff, did you?" he asks, warily examining the cold, syrupy tea mix in front of him. "It's got honey and ginseng," Toya says faintly, closing his eyes. "It's not bad when you mix it all up." "Then I'm going to make you a new batch," Hikaru says stoically. He wrinkles his nose in spite of himself, because no matter how it tastes, it looks and smells horrible. Toya is the only reason he'd ever get near something this disgusting. "Thank you," Toya says, sounding a bit more like himself. And Hikaru looks back to see him smiling slightly as he finishes the cough medicine and hunkers further down in bed. "Anytime," Hikaru says, meaning it, and then, without thinking, leans over and drops a kiss on Toya's forehead. He only supposes that was a bit weird after he's done it, but Toya doesn't react at all, just curls into the blankets. Hikaru pulls them up around his shoulders and heads for the kitchen. Toya says, as he turns to leave, and one hand snakes out beneath the bed covers to tingle lightly with his own. If that was all it took to get you to kiss me. Hmph, says Shindo, letting their fingers tangle for a moment before he turns away to hide how his face is suddenly red like Toya's. I knew you were sneaky, but I didn't think you'd resort to playing sick. It got you here, didn't it? Toya says, but his voice is already fading, and his hand is already returning to clutch at the warmth of his pillow as his eyes fall shut. Hikaru thinks, I was here already, and shuts the door quietly behind him. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening.